So we're going to start right out with our guests, and I'm so happy to have Wynn Harmon with me.
Hi.
And Margaret Hall. Margaret Hall,
good morning,
is the director, so she's making sure that everything is right.
Hunky-dory.
Oh, yes. And Wynn is here, and he's part of the show, and you play a number of characters, is that correct?
Yes. So if you've seen the great film, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, you don't play Jimmy Stewart.
No, I don't, but I play 15 other characters
15
around
15 others, okay.
So we've watched the film over and over, and we're having a great time figuring out the voices of these different people.
That's interesting, because a lot of people that have been in productions, I say, did you watch the movie? No, I didn't want to see the movie. And it's interesting because they say, I want to bring my own character to it. So here to hear this, I think that's great because you're really bringing the memories.
Yeah.
And that's really what this show is all about, is memories.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's also, I think, the word of the day is wonderful. It's a wonderful,
wonderful
life. It's wonderful to be in Albany and see the first snow of the season.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
Where are you
to
from?
Be, well, I live in Manhattan, but I mean to come up here and see it is great to look out this morning. And also, Thanksgiving is coming, so working on this It's a Wonderful Life helps you think about what you're grateful for in your life and the impact that you may have had on people around you. So we're having a wonderful time working on it and creating it, and so we're excited that people are going to come and see it.
Well, yeah. Margaret, you chose this play, is that correct?
With Maggie, yeah.
With Maggie,
we worked together to choose the seasons,
sure. What makes this play A Wonderful Life, and I might get the whole title, live from WVL Radio Theater, because it's a radio theater production.
Correct.
I love those, you know.
Yeah.
I just watched one with Gilda Radner, and that they did the Haunted Honeymoon, and it was all the radio thing.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah, we do that too. We make the sounds of walking in the snow and car doors opening and bells going off.
And so, thunder.
Yeah, so you get to see that as a live audience. So if you went to a radio presentation back in the day, there was a live audience and there were the listening audience at home. So we're trying to bridge that gap.
Yeah.
No, I think it's great. I love
it's
the
so
concept.
Much fun.
I think that is one of the reasons that it was chosen. I mean, it is Frank Capra's classic story,
sure.
It's a Wonderful Life, but it's told through the lens of this radio program back in the day when people snuggled up to a radio and each other on a couch with a glass of wine or something and listened to a story. just let the atmosphere of their own imaginations come to life with the voices and sound effects of the people telling the story. And what's really fun about this particular telling is, again, it is the classic story. All the folks in Bedford Falls are there, but what happens is it's a snowy night and the regulars for the radio station are stuck elsewhere. And so there's a few folks.
Oh, you've got to have a story within a story.
Yeah,
yes.
We've got a few folks who turn up, the fabulous character actor that Wynn is playing, Maze, another wonderful character actor named Kitty, and then the regular Foley artist, or the man who makes the sound effects, and the station owner's daughter. And they rally together to bring Capra's classic to life for the listeners that are both live in the audience with them and listening to it on the radio.
How cool. And you reminded me of something, which you just said. They always said that radio is the theater of the mind.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you imagine what you're listening to. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've been in this production?
The first time I've been in this production, but this is my, I think, fourth show at Capital Rep.
It's a great place, isn't it?
It is a great place. And it started out with Dr. Faustus, then Taming of the Shrew, then Race.
I love Taming of the Shrew.
Isn't it so funny? Yeah. And then I also did the production Pure Poe, which Margaret helped direct. And not only did we do it at the theater, but we toured it all over the Capital region. So thousands of kids have seen that show, which is wonderful.
It's great.
But this is great because I feel like, first of all, we also have a wonderful cast.
We do.
How many are in the cast?
A total of four actors and then two musicians who also happen to make it in on this snowy evening to help flesh out the sounds of the story.
Yeah. And sometimes, a lot of times when you start these productions, we didn't know each other. Some of us didn't know each other from before. And you, thankfully,
she's
brought
amazing,
the best
she?
People
yeah.
together. So we have Lori Wells, Carl Howell, Elizabeth Nesselrode, Josh Smith,
and Harry Lum.
Harry Lum and myself. And so it's great because we're having so much fun. You're talking to us while we're still in rehearsal.
Yeah.
So we're creating it, and there's a part of us saying, well, what if I do this? What about this sound? And how can we make that
I
the
love
best?
That. See,
so
the,
we're having
the
a great
one
time.
One thing I think that a lot of people don't realize that you have a director, and the director surely gives you input on, oh, I think it would be better if you were there, that, and that. Yeah. But the actor is also part of that.
Oh, for sure.
They get an idea.
They have such a natural instinct of where they would be going or how a character would be moving or sounding. And then thrown into that with this story, you have the iconic characters that people are so familiar with, the Jimmy Stewarts, the Donna Reeds, right?
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Woo! Donna Reed,
and so you...
And Clarence Little.
And Clarence. Yeah. And so there's a great wealth there to draw from while allowing the actors in the room the ability to not copy but draw from and create how they envision this person and how that person would talk and move through the world.
Exactly.
And coupled into all of that is the craziness of this particular evening for
this group. The actors didn't show up.
Yeah. Yeah. So many people are not on hand that they have to literally put themselves on air. They have to hit the applause sign. They have to get over to the Foley table or the door for the car door. So they're going in and out and not having played most of the characters that they're playing that evening. Only Kitty, played by Lori Wells, and Maze, played by the lovely Wynn Harmon, they're the only ones who have any character knowledge of this story as an actor, from an actor standpoint. And so everybody's hitting it on the fly, going, oh, how am I going to make that person's voice tonight?
Yeah.
This
has got to be so cool. I can't wait to see it. And it starts on the 22nd of November, which is before Thanksgiving. But you get Thanksgiving off, I hope.
Yes.
You do get Thanksgiving off. So you get time for a little turkey. I hope they buy you turkey. But you'll have that. And then it runs just before Christmas. So what wonderful advanced Christmas present this would be to give people.
Very much so.
And I think it would be great for kids to see this because they're not used to radio.
They're not used to radio. And also just the basic storyline of hope and that everybody's life matters and matters more than they necessarily realize in every moment that they're living it. The thousands of people you touch by growing up and doing things in life.
Because he doesn't realize through his life how many things that changed because he was there. Even
Correct.
As a little boy with the pharmacist, and I'm a pharmacist.
Yep.
Oh, that I go ouch every time I see
that. And he's given the gift of seeing. Well, what would life be like if you hadn't been here? Let's just take a look.
Then
at
he
that.
Sees his wife is just
never married. We don't want to.
No, we don't want to.
But
you've
like
seen the movie.
That have
come
seen
on.
The movie, every time if I see that movie once a year at Christmas time, I forget all the wonderful aspects of it. So hopefully, people coming in and seeing it live it'll summon up those memories, but it'll also be fresh because it's been told.
And they're
going to
go out feeling really good.
I hope so. We feel good telling it, and that's why it's a reminder once a year, hopefully, that it's how wonderful life is.
Yeah, life is good, and it is a wonderful life.
That's right.
We've been speaking with Wynn Harmon and also Margaret Hall, who is the director.